Thanks, Nachum. The first of the 2023-2024 championships have been handed out, and several more are on the horizon. Straight ahead on the Tuesday morning JM and the AM Sports Update, varsity basketball will see its beast come from the east, hockey will go 1-2 this coming Sunday, and Frisch begins March Madness with a double. All that and more. Good morning, I'm Elliot Weiselberg. We'll start off with girls basketball, where this past Sunday saw the Frisch Cougars sweep the proceedings. In the early game, the JV championship, the Cougars met up with SAR, both teams coming in with identical 9-1 records, each falling to the other. This game would be the rubber match. Both regular season contests were close, but this would be quite different. The Cougars took a 10-point lead into the half and would never look back on their way to a 39-20 final and the first major championship of the season. In the main event, a repeat of last year's final saw defending champion SKA take on the Cougars. The Sonics started out on a 7-2 run, but Frisch would dominate the rest of the half, outscoring SKA 26-10. The lead would barely dip below 10 in the third, and never in the fourth, as the Cougars avenged last year's finals loss 57-43, completing their undefeated season. Up next on the championship circuit will be boys hockey. Unlike their basketball sisters, the Frisch Cougars will not find themselves fighting for the crown. The JV Cougars fell to SAR 1-0 on a late Jack Linhart goal to send the sting on to Sunday's early game, where they will play DRS. The Wildcats were only a few short minutes away from a stunning defeat at the hands of Hafter, but a fortunate bounce timed the contest at 2, and another fortunate bounce in overtime saw the ball on Eitan Rogoff's stick and a 3-2 win for the defending runners-up. In varsity, Jack Greenbaum appears to be the Cougar kryptonite. His goal gave DRS a 1-0 victory in their regular season contest back in December, and his two goals were all the offense that the Wildcats needed on Sunday to knock off Frisch 2-1 to return to Championship Sunday. Their reward, another meeting with TABC. The Storm throttled Hank 7-1 behind the natural hat trick from Aiden Rausman. The junior classes for both schools have seen each other the last two championship Sundays, with each walking away with a championship. This Sunday at Frisch will break the tie. After this Sunday, it will only be basketball left standing. The varsity contest is guaranteed to be an all-New York affair as the East swept the quarterfinal matchups. Flatbush dominated Aureus Roll, and along with Mag and David will play host to this week's contest, but the visitors are not the expected crowd. Both Hafter and North Shore will travel to Brooklyn on Wednesday and Thursday after upsetting the West top seed. The Hawks downed West No. 2 Ramaz 65-52, and the defending champion Lions upset West top seed TABC 38-24 behind Jordan Zarka's 22 points to advance to play Mag and David and Flatbush respectively. Meanwhile, in JV, only one East team remains, that being the DRS Wildcats, who knocked off TABC to advance to the semis, where they will play West No. 2 SAR on Thursday. On the other side of the bracket, Hillel knocked off East No. 2 North Shore, and West top seed Frisch knocked off Hafter and will square off in Paramus on Wednesday. And that was your Tuesday morning JM and the AM Sports Update. I'm Elliot Weiselberg.